Nu har jag fått gäster här, det är dans- och teatergruppen Le Sixième Étage. Jag ser här om jag uttalade okej, okay. Det är nickar. Det är Jeff Bezos och Pascal Renault. Det nickar fortfarande, det är bra. Och Rita Leppiniemi, det är här för att berätta om en föreställning som kommer att visas i Showmansalen på tisdag. Men först ska vi höra ett utdrag ur den här föreställningen. Earth Charge på engelska. Jordkärvor, kärvor av jorden kan man säga. Vi hör hur det låter och sen ska vi prata. Kärvor, det här låter lite hotfullt måste jag säga. I say welcome to Jeff and Pascal and Rita as well.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Oh, we're fine.
We're fine. So very pleased to be there with you.
Yeah. And may I say welcome to Finland.
Thank you.
Your first visit here. Första gången det är i Finland så kommer det till bästa delen av landet, sa jag här medan vi lyssnade till musiken. Österbotten. Yeah, welcome.
Okay.
Thank you.
If we start in that end, what brings a French dance and theater company to Finland? Och det är Rita, du får berätta här.
Jag kan berätta helt kort.
Ta du mikrofonen lite närmare dig där.
Ja, vi träffades i Island för 2 år sedan. Mm. Och det var ett sånt stort konstevenemang där de också blandade en massa saker, alltså teater, dans och konst. Och jag blev väldigt förtjust i deras föreställning, så att jag ville med en gång få dem hit. Och vi har ju jobbat då några år för att de ska nu äntligen komma hit.
Det kom en liten pandemi här emellan.
Till exempel.
Annars skulle det ha hänt tidigare kanske.
Absolut.
Okej. Okay. Ja. Så Rita met you in Iceland.
Yes. It was a very, very nice place to meet, I think, because we share a lot of things there during one month's residency, and there was 2 weekend festival after this.
Yes.
So it was so nice to meet, and we became friends, and that's so nice, I think, and sharing artistic projects like this one.
You got very much inspiration from Iceland for this play.
Yeah, this is a very beginning inspiration for this play. Mm. Yeah, okay. Because of the force and the powerful nature
volcano you have there. Senses.
Yeah. And yes, and for a choreographer than me and a dancer, it was fascinating feeling this. I could feel the earth, the power of the earth for the first time, maybe physically. I don't know how to say this, but it was amazing.
I'll translate a bit. Ja, Jeff och Pascal var alltså, de var residenskonstnärer på Island och sen var det en festival där och Rita såg den och de blev vänner där och hon har försökt få hit dem alltså och nu lyckas det äntligen. Och naturen på Island har inspirerat den här föreställningen Jordens kärvor, Earth Charge. So you got, was inspired by the the forces of nature. Was there like a volcano eruption at that time, or
no,
the glaciers are always active anyway? But
yeah, no, it was not yet in activation. Mm. No. But this is the first beginning, because this performance we will present on Tuesday in Jakobstad is talking about nature, about landscapes, and I could say about the notion of a concept of maybe body landscapes for dancers. So this is for us, we create some different parts in this creation who are like landscapes from our beautiful Earth, but you know, like every one of us, like that our Earth is in danger.
It is.
And we just wanted to... to give to the public some beauty about this, and we are inspiring by mythology with those landscapes we talk about. And we use a lot of material from these landscapes, so grass, stones, wood,
charcoal,
soil, paper. A lot of material from those landscapes, from the nature to work with.
Yeah, when I read the press info, so you, if we talk about the company, you've been working together for 20 years.
Yeah, yes, we created the company in Paris first. Mm. Now we are in east south of France. In 2000. Yes, 20 years. Yes, yeah. 20 years. Good. And the idea is we want to mix, because I'm a director, I'm an actor, author too, and Jeff is a choreographer and a dancer. And the idea is to mix all the dance, the theater, the music, visual arts too. And the idea that we want to open our performance to different artists.
Mm. Yeah. And all the senses.
Yeah, and all the senses and all the emotions. The emotions is very important for us.
Mm. Yeah. We create this company, dance company, contemporary dance company, in those years to create something very open with... so we can invite different artists to work with on our projects, visual artists, musicians, dancers, show actors, and maybe filmmakers, and it depends on the projects.
Mm. Det är alltså, det grundade sitt kompani för 20 år sedan, och Jeff, så är han är dansare, koreograf, Pascal är författare, har skrivit text och så vidare, och de bjuder också in andra konst, idkare av andra konstformer, visuell konst och så vidare, så det blir liksom en stor helhet för alla sinnen och alla känslor. Hur vanligt är det med sån här, ska man säga, crossover? How common is this, your kind of crossover culture that you use, not only as dance and music, that's a natural collaboration, but then visual arts, om man ser på affischen här, so if you look at this poster here, this is you. Jeff, what happened to your head? Yeah, yeah. It's a lot of grass, reeds growing out of your head.
Yeah. This is one of the landscapes we propose on the piece of the parts. It's in the third one, I think.
Mm. So man is transformed.
Yeah, we talk about transformations. Yeah. And metamorphosis. And in this one, particularly, I work with charcoal on my skin.
Mm.
And I have something with a lot of grass on my head, dry grass.
Yeah.
And I should be a sculpture on stage, you know?
Yeah.
But
you are moving, a moving sculpture.
Yeah, dancing. Yeah, sure. This is a kind of body installation, moving and dancing.
Mm.
Yeah?
Things you would imagine is made in CGI for films, but this is real.
Yeah, this is real. This is live.
Yeah.
This is it's different that movie.
Yeah.
Sure, we are on stage, so this is direct for public, and we worked a lot with this emotion, and dance can dance a particular emotion to the public, I think, and can invite other artistic ways to work with, and this is contemporary arts can be very open. And that's magical to create with this, all mediums. And it is dense, but it's most...
Yeah.
it goes on other ways. Like, well, we are working on poetry. You know, this is a kind of poetry. Mm. Okay.
Yeah. Vi hörde musik här till att börja med. The music we heard here in the beginning, it was quite ominous, not very happy music. It's like this, is this a theme through Eclats Terrestres? Like you said, Earth is in danger, threatened. Är det liksom, är den här föreställningen, är den så här hotfull som musiken vi hörde, eller finns det glädje i det också? Is there also joy? A lot of language here.
Yes, we, Jeff do the music, all the music she create, all the music, and we, it takes some noise from the earth, from the river, the desert, the
storms. You sample real sounds.
Yeah, sample, yes. And it's not dark because we have some... in different landscape sequences we show on Tuesday in our piece. There is some, maybe you can have a smile because it's strange, but it's never dark, it's just strange. And nature is like that. It can protect her and make us maybe frightened or afraid sometimes.
Yeah.
It depends.
Yeah, and there are a lot of surprises on music.
Okay.
There come some melodies. There is a cello. After we have saxophone. Mm. We work with several artists to create it, and there are a lot of surprises, musical surprises, texts who come like poetry, and two characters who comes on stage by surprise. You know, and it's very visual, and it's not sad. It's not dark. Mm. I don't think.
Okay.
Ja,
här utlovas många överraskningar, såväl ljudmässiga som de karaktärer som dyker upp här. Och det är inte hotfullt, säger det, även om jag tyckte att den här första musiken var lite, men att naturen är lite underlig. You have two more excerpts. Which one should we listen to now?
Oh.
Vilket exempel ska vi ta?
Mm-hmm. It's not dark. Music makes tensions.
Det skapar spänning, musiken.
Maybe you can play the third one.
The third one,
saxophone.
Okay.
This is a musician we work with from Japan.
Japansk saxofonist.
Yeah.
Där hörde vi Japanese saxophonist.
Yeah.
Jazzy tunes.
Yeah, a friend of the, we met in Iceland too, because there was a lot of artists international, and Satoru Kita, his name.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a very nice guy.
Meeting other people, that's where art is created. I mötet med andra människor.
Yeah. That's good to meet people, and then to be here to meet the Finnish public, and we met some dancers too here, doing some workshop with them, and it was so nice to share this. Yeah, talking about the performance, but practicing too.
Maybe seeds for future projects will be sown here.
Yeah, why not? Why not?
Vem vet om det blir nya samarbeten här? Rita. Vi backar tillbaka lite. En fråga som jag ställde här till dem, kanske du också kan besvara. Hur vanligt det är med såna här, ska vi säga, mångdisciplinerad kulturutövning, alltså dans, musik, bildkonst och så vidare och så vidare.
Jag kan bara säga att det är väldigt ovanligt, alltså också speciellt i Frankrike, att det är oftast att om du är dansare så är du bara dansare och du rör dig i samma grupp. Men jag tycker speciellt därför ville jag också lite få dem hit, för att man kan liksom öppna upp samarbeten mellan olika, alltså konstformer, att det inte bara behöver att man som rör sig i sina egna kretsar. Och jag kan ju säga med deras grupp, kan man säga, det kan vara väldigt många, eller som här i Finland nu så är de bara 4 stycken på scenen. Och de söker inspiration här, Så det är ju också därför de ville väldigt gärna komma hit. Och jag har ju berättat att här händer det väldigt mycket också. Speciellt bland musiker.
Mm.
Så vi får se.
Okay. So you came here in part looking for inspiration. This is not Iceland. We have neither volcanoes nor geysers. It's very flat and it's very stable.
Yeah,
but what have you seen of Finnish nature this far? Flew to Kemi to get to Jakobstad, so you saw a lot from air.
Yeah, we saw a lot of forests.
Yeah.
First, very beautiful ones.
Yeah. Yeah.
Forest and the sea is so beautiful with the islands, but we have few time to see.
Because you're amazed about the light.
Yeah.
It's so bright night.
Yeah, the light is so different than in France here, and this is so wonderful. Yeah.
You should stay all summer.
Yeah.
In June, it's really bright.
Yeah. It is so bright and so beautiful light. Very different from France. Yeah.
And also, do a return visit in January when it's dark.
Yeah,
det är fascinerande av ljuset här, men jag sa att kom tillbaka i vinter så får ni se på mörkret också. Pascal, the text, tell me, is it song or is it recitation or both?
No, the text, there are two live and also recorded, but it's text I'm speaking.
Okay.
In one of the landscape we call, the different sequences we call landscape, it's about a naked king. And this naked king, for me, is a tree that human, that people damage. And they cut and they are burning too. So we are speaking about this naked kid.
Yeah.
And his relation with a man, they are in love, but the man, we kill him.
Oh.
Okay. But the nature is so strong that when human beings will disappear from the planet, the trees will stay.
Okej, okay. Something to think about.
Yeah.
Naturen kommer att överleva människan. Nature will surpass us or survive us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
This is very fascinating. And on Tuesday you have your performance, Tuesday night.
Yeah, at 7 on Schumann Hall Theater in Jakobstad. And we hope everyone will come.
Mm.
Yeah, because this is really an event, I think, because French companies don't come usually here, and especially contemporary dance, and it's about beauty, it's about feeling, it's about sharing something about what we think today in our beautiful work with this nature, with it's a special emotion, you know, and there are a lot of things to see on stage. And we work with all those elements. We do dress with paper who are breaked on stage during the dance. Mm. And I think it's a fascinating show.
Mm.
Yeah. You have to come.
Not to be missed. Och Rita, du håller väl med. Det här är något man ska ta chansen att se.
Om du ska se någonting i år så är det ju det här man ska se. För att, och vi har översatt det, alltså det blir på franska, men det är översatt till svenska och finska. Så att
ni har ett sån här textslinga.
Vi har textat så att alla förstår vad det handlar om.
Oh, so the lyrics, the text is translated.
Yes,
the dance and Finnish music is understandable, it's universal.
Yeah. This is body language.
Yes.
Universal.
Hope you will return to Finland.
Oh, we hope too. Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Thank you, Jeff Biso and Pascal Renaud och Rita Leppinen. And we'll listen to the third excerpt.
Yeah, thank you.
To finish this interview. Okay. Thank you very much. Tack ska du ha för samtalen.
Tack. Bra. Thank you.